News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Today is the day that pubs and restaurants, as we have been saying, have been waiting for. Indoor dining is here, and under the new guidelines, people will have to produce their EU digital cert, their HSE vaccination card, and show their IDs and all sorts of things. And we want to hear from business owners this morning about how they feel prepared for this. And I am joined now by Michael O'Donovan, who joins the Castle Inn pub in Cork City. Michael, a big day for you. How do you feel?
Yeah, I suppose a little excited, but I suppose a small bit of trepidation as well today going into the unknown. But I suppose we never really wanted to be asking people for their medical history or having to ID some people. So that aspect of it is a bit worrying, but I suppose happy in the last couple of hours overnight that we now are back to a scenario again where we're taking the lead contact details and their telephone number, not the names of all parties in the group.
Yeah, there was confusion about that. Even if you look in the papers this morning, some papers are reporting, as you say, the 11th hour decision to go back to one contact tracing phone number or what have you, and some are still saying it was all.
Yeah, so that makes it a small bit easier. But look, I suppose the overall thing is we've been closed now since the end of September. We got to open for 2 weeks, so the vast majority of the last 16 months we've been closed. So it's just great to be able to get back to our livelihoods today and bring back a couple of staff members today and give them, a job back and give them some clarity on where we're going. So hopefully this is the first step.
Look, good luck with it. I have no doubt that it is a very welcome change to being able to have people indoors and maybe actually turn over a few quid. I know it's been very difficult. The best of luck with it. I'm sure you're doing it in the safe way and on all of that kind of stuff. Thank you for speaking to us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
We're also joined by Gina Murphy, who is the owner of Hugo's Restaurant. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome to News Talk Breakfast. Now, you are not going to reopen your indoor dining today. Tell us why.
I just don't have the staff, to be honest, guys. I lost 19 out of my 26 full-time staff over the course of the pandemic. I've managed to recruit a wonderful team so far and bolt together a great team, but we just don't have enough to do indoor and outdoor.
Okay, Gina, get some sense of the operation you have there. How many people do you need on a normal day?
At the moment, on a normal night, it takes myself and nine others to cover our terrace. And that would be to do between 100 and 120 people.
Okay, add indoor dining to that?
Oh, God, I'd have to put another four or five people on. But the thing is, for those numbers, if I was just doing indoors and not outdoors, I could do up to 180 people with myself and six. So it's a big difference. It's almost a 50% increase.
Okay.
Staff.
Now, with the new regulations and, having your entrances manned or womaned, how many extra do you need?
Well, I'm okay at that because my desk is at my front door. So, I mean, people are greeted as soon as they walk in the door. They don't get any further anyway.
So only one entrance or egress?
Yes, for that. Our entrances are manned already because that's where our point of meeting is. So for myself, it's okay. I can understand how other places would need extra staff, though, because not every door has, and also not every premises is a restaurant with a desk at their front door. It could be a bar where you walk in and you have to walk to the bar counter. So that's where the extra staffing costs would
okay,
generally
Gina, again, sorry to pry on you. I just wanted, because this is, I want to try and get a sense of the practicalities of trying to open or reopen a business in the current circumstances. You've got reduced capacity. You need extra staff. It's all much more time consuming. Is it actually viable?
At the moment, terrace dining, we're without the wage subsidies, we wouldn't be viable. That's the truth. It's a lot of work. Like, if you think about it, on our terrace now, which we're blessed to get, Marion Rose being turned into a beautiful little dining hub. But on our terrace, if I'm down at the end of the terrace and somebody asks me for a glass of water, it's almost a 100-yard round trip to get back into the restaurant, to get back into the bar, which is at the back of the restaurant. Or our kitchens are at the back of the restaurant and downstairs.
Okay.
So that's where the extra staff comes from, because not everything is at our fingertips the way it would normally be if you were operating indoors.
Okay, Gina. So, well, look, sorry to hear that you're not doing that. And we wish you all the best, and we hope that you can get back to indoor dining as soon as possible. That's Gina Murphy, who's the owner of Hugo's Restaurant in Dublin. Thank you for joining us in News Talk Breakfast.